is being given on Wednesday, February 23rd. We are on Chaf Amud Bey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in Karnas HaMegillah. And tonight we are hoping to make to the end of the parak. For those of you that are not here, eat your hearts out. We have some sort of a fresh chocolate peanut butter, something that's basically melting. You know, just the chocolate's melting. Okay, whatever, let's not get sidetracked. Here we go. Ein Koren es HaMegillah. V'lo Malin, v'lo Tovlin, v'lo Mazin. V'chein Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, lo Titbo Ad Shetonei Techama. So all of these things need daybreak in order to be done. To read the Megillah, that's, we're going to get through it, because basically the Gemara is going to talk about reading the Megillah during the day. Lo Malin, to do a Mila during the day. Lo Tovlin, this is a, which tefillah is this? This is a tefillah of a balkari. Ziva. Tame, because of Ziva, or because he came in contact with a mace. We're on Chaf Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, and we're talking about all the things that need to be done during the day. So during the day, we say that really should be done after Neitz Hachama. After Neitz Hachama. Yeah. Okay. So Megillah has to be during the day. Mila has to be during the day. Tefillah for a Ziva or Mace has to be during the day. Mazin. This is the hazaa, the sprinkling of the par efer ha parah haduma. Okay, also has to be during the day. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom lo titbol ad shetonei techama. Now shomeres yom keneged yom, for those of you that remember, we had already, and that is if a woman during her clean period of the month, if she sees a ziva, an secretion that should not be there, she only has to count, she has to watch one day for the, to make up, so to speak. So that counting has to be during the day. I'm sorry. Lo titbol, her tefillah has to be during the day. Ad shetonei techama. B'chulin sha'asu mi sha'alam amud ha'shachar kasher. It has to be during the day, but if it's done from alos, now Nates is, for those of you, if maybe that have been by, like, Davin, what we call Vasikin, so Nates would be the time of Shmone Esrei. And that's when you already see, if you're at the right place on the horizon, you see the sun break the horizon or very close to it. Now alos is earlier than that, and that's why when you might be walking to shul two nights, it's already light out, because it's after alos. Alos is 1 hour and 1/5, 1 hour and 1/5 hours before Nate, so it's already when it starts getting light. So that is b'di'eved, if you did it from alos, which is much earlier than Nate, it's also fine. And now we're going to prove it. Minalan. So the first thing is, how do we know that Megillah has to be done during the day? Da'amar krav, ayam me'elin, is krav anasim, bayom in malay lalo. Hayamim ha'ela, this is a pasuk in the Megillah, these days nizkarim menasim. This is when you should do it. When should you do it? During the day. Days. Keyword days. Bayom in balayla lo. Lema tavati of tadur b'shul ben Levi. Tadur b'shul ben Levi. Chayav adam al kresim megillah balayla. V'lishnosa bayom. B'shul ben Levi said that you have to read the Megillah at night. Now our Mishnah is saying that you can only read the Megillah during the day. The Gemara answers, Ki katani adi yom. We're only talking about the...
Gotta do both, but this is the day.
We're talking about the day reading. The day reading has to be after Alos. After, well, it should be after Nate's. But it for sure has to be after Alos. So it's nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about two readings. One's at night, one's during the day. We're only talking about the day reading. The day reading has to be after Nate's. Okay, Mila. Mila, dichsiv bayom. Keyword there. Yom. Bayom ashmini, yimol besar arloso. That is during the day. Clearly. Lo tovlim lamazin. Dichsiv, this is tvila. We said for mace or for aziva. Dichsiv, vihiza hatahar al hatameh. Bayom hashvi'i. V'iskash tefila la'azaya. This is all, that is the hazaya, the spritzing of the par'efarachatas, the paraduma. And the tefila is later on in that pasuk. It says, v'rachatz b'mayim, right after that, v'rachatz b'mayim. So you see clearly, well, so there's a hekesh from the rechitza b'mayim, which is the tefillah, to the hazaya. The hazaya has to be b'yom hashvi'i. The rechitza b'mayim, the mikvah, also has to be b'yom. V'chein shemeres yom k'neged yom lo tefillah shoten etzacham b'pshita. Ma'ishna shemeres yom k'neged yom mikol chayvei tefillos. It's, of course, Shomer HaSiyom has to be during the day. Every tefillah has to be during the day. We're so used to, by the way, tefillah of women being at night, that we're all of these tefillahs were supposed to be during the day. But, so, if every tefillah is during the day, why shouldn't this one be during the day? Shomer HaSiyom Keneged Yom. Itzrich. We need it. Why? Salkadaitach. You would have thought Sakalaidach Amina Tehevi Kariya Riya Rishona Shalzav Viriya Rishona Shalzav Iskash Lubalkari. Dichsiv. Okay, so Riya Rishona Shalzav, if a Zav is when a person sees once. We had a few Zavas. If a person sees one secretion, this is a man. Viriya Rishona Shalzav Iskash Lubalkari. And this is a different type of secretion. If a person has a seminal secretion and then iskush bakari dichsiv zos toras hazav v'asher tetem yimenu shechva zera ma bakari tovo b'yom hainami litvo b'yome. Now, the problem with this is v'ha b'yom ma lo matzi tavla. But a woman who has menstruated, she has to watch a corresponding clean day. That's Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She cannot. She had a menstruation. She had a ziva. Okay. Now the thing is like this: a balkari and a zava and a zav. They can be tovel on the same day after they've seen. In other words, they've seen, the secretion stops, now you're clean, so to speak, go to the mikvah and you're fine.
The woman can't do that?
You have to wait till 11.
Okay, so the woman, what are we saying? The woman's at her clean period, so she doesn't have to count 7 days. But she has to, she can't go that day to the mikvah, because the whole point is her having the right amount of days. What's the amount of days? Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to now count a clean day to make up for the clean day that she lost. So clearly, she has to wait another day before she can go to the mikvah, because that's the whole point. She has to substitute a day for the day that she's missing.
She has to start again the count.
No, so this is a different thing. Again, this is not something we do today. So that's why it's so conceptually foreign to us. But if a woman, this is a woman in her clean period, if she has a secretion, then all she needs to do is count one day. She has to be clean for one day, and then she goes back to being clean after being tovel in the mikvah. So clearly she's different fundamentally than the Zav and the Balkari, because the Zav and the Balkari, as soon as it stops, the flow stops, he can go to the mikvah. He's not tahar until the end of the day. But the mikvah he can do. She can't go to the mikvah the day that the flow stops, because the whole point is for her to count a day until she can go. That's Shomeres Yom Kenegayom. She watches, keeps a day in response to this day that she missed. So if at the source it's different than the Zav and the Balkari, and the way that we know that she can go to, and the reason we're saying it's the same is because of Zav and Balkari, but she's completely different than Zav and Balkari. So now you would think, if she can't go that day to the mikvah, maybe she doesn't have to, she can't go during the day, the next day, kamash malan, that it does have to be during the day. That's where things. In other words, what the question was, why would she be different than any other tefillah that's during the day? The answer is very simple. Because every other tefillah that's during the day can go that day. She has to wait till the next day. So now you might have thought that she, once she has to wait till the next day, maybe that night, what's the night?
Next day.
That's the night after the clean day. But what is the night?
Next day.
The night is already the next day. So if all she has to count is till the next day, maybe at night it's enough. Kamash Malan, she cannot go until the next day, Netzach Hama. Okay, so that's a whole different thing. And that's, and that, and Nida is only after the, when the clean days are over, then she's permitted to go to the...
Right, I'm saying, why can't she go to the day and then? Like the next day after the...
So I think there's some sort of... I don't remember, there's some sort of a gezeira, and that's why we don't let her go during the day. They used... You would be able to, but there's some... I forgot, there's... Does anyone remember? There's a gezeira that we don't let Anita go anymore. It used to work like that, and then...
Oh, yeah, what, that was something we were saved there. Was that...
Something, I don't remember what. I'll have to find out and prepare that for tomorrow.
He's a fabulous.
Okay. You know, be careful. I'm not sure if people are coming for the food or for the learning anymore.
Only I'm
coming from the bottle of
booze.
Oh,
the booze.
Matter.
Okay.
All right.
Booze, yeah. The Seder. So everyone understands? The concept here is like this. We're trying to prove that all of these things have to be during the day. But the woman, the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she can't go that day. She has to go the next day. If she has to go the next day, so maybe that night is enough for the next day. Kamash Malan, that it also has to be only after Netzach Hama the next day. That's the Chiddush. But she can't go during that day. She's got to wait. Dechsev kol yemei zova kemishkav nidasa yela. So now bilalia miasliavid miktsas shimor v'titvol. But now at night, some of the watching, in other words, the keeping the next day already happened. So maybe she's allowed to go at that night for the next day. Kamash malan kaven debaya sfira. Since she needs to count, sfira is during the day. Bilalia miasliavid. I'm sorry. Kamash malan kaven debaya sfira. Sfira being mamahi. The counting has to be during the day. When is the counting start? The next day, because that's the whole day. You can only count when you get to the next day. So then
Rashi quotes a pasuk that sfira
yes.
has to be.
Kamash malan kaven dahai echad leechad mishum sfira hi midugmas sfira zayin kol sfira di mamahi dechsiv v'safra la shivas yamim. You have to count during the day. So now she needs a counting. The only time that counting, even though it's one day, is going to be chal, is the next day after Netzach Hama. She can only go to the mikvah the next day. The kulon sha'asu mi'sha'ol amur ha'shachar kosher. Okay, B'di'eved, if they, right, v'kulon sh'asu, if they did it after Alos HaShachar, it's fine. Minani Mili, where do we know that from? Now, the Gemara's question is, where do we know what?
If you do it after...
Okay, so we're not, that's exactly what I wanted to point out. We're not asking, how do you know that if you did it b'di'eved, it's kosher? We're saying, how do you know that after Alos, it's considered day? And then, if it's considered day, then it works. Now, it's not completely, because there's an element of day that's missing that only happens at night. But how do you know that Alos is considered some part of the day that it should work? Okay? Amar Rava. The Amar Krav, Ayikra Elohim La'or Yom. He called the light day. Now the Gemara is going to make something, going to say something that at first glance is not going to make so much sense, and it doesn't make sense to you because the Gemara is going to ask a question on it, and then it's going to, and then it's not going to be true anymore. So don't be concerned that you don't like what the Gemara is going to answer, because it's not going to stand the test of the question. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Usually in that sentence, in that pasuk, what is or? A verb or a noun? Vayikra Elohim La'or. Right? Come on, throw this over here, Dr. No, I need the energy. I feed off of it. Okay? Vayikra Elohim La'or. He called the light, as in light is a shem davar. Shem davar in Hebrew is a noun. The light, which is this noun, this thing, he called, it exists now. Or, it doesn't have a place, a name. He calls that light day. Okay? So now the Gemara says, don't read la'or as a noun. Read it as a verb. And read it like this. La me'ir uba kar ol yom. He called the coming of light day. What's the coming of light? Alos HaShachar, the first time that the light begins. That's Alos HaShachar. Okay, so the Gemara says, El Me'ata. Okay, you know, that doesn't sound so right, but if that's true, listen to this. V'lachoshech, the end of that pasuk, is Karalaila. So then, if R is not a noun but a verb, it's the coming of light, what must Choshech mean? The coming of darkness. Really? That's, you know, not so good, because we all know that until it says, it's not night. It's something else. So the beginning of night is definitely not night. Now, if the beginning of night is not night, then the beginning of day should not be day. At least not, you can't infer it from this pasuk. Because the end of the pasuk would make you infer that the beginning of night, or choshech, the advancement of the advancing of choshech, is Lila. And that's clearly not Lila. So therefore, or cannot be yom from this pasuk. Gemara leaves it alone. Continue. Now we have to, Ella Amar Abzer Me'acha. Ella, right, which is Ella. In other words, that's wrong. Ella, we move on to something rather. Something else. Ella Amar Abzer Me'acha. Rather, we're going to learn it from here. Okay, so this pasuk is here. And this is interesting stuff going on. Nehemiah goes back to Yerushalayim and he's building stuff up, and believe it or not, they're on the walls of Jerusalem and they're having problems with the Arabs. This is a shock. East Jerusalem, obviously. This is a big shock to anyone now. And so listen what happens. And they're doing work on old Jerusalem and the Arabs are not happy. Okay, this is not today's newspaper. This is 2,500 years ago. And I'm just going to read the English quickly. This is Nehemiah Perek Dalet. It happened when Sambalat and Tovia And the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ajudites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being healed, that the breaches were going to be sealed. They grew extremely angry. Nothing has changed. Okay? They're like, you're doing work. We think you're doing work on the old city. And why are you doing that? It's ours. Okay. So listen to Nehemiah has a great solution. Basically, what he did was everyone held a work thing in one hand and a gun. Well, not a gun, but a spear or a sword in the other hand. And this is how they worked. Okay, this is not a very productive way of working, but that's how it worked. Now,
dividing the city in half.
What?
It's better than dividing Jerusalem.
Yeah, dividing. Definitely better than dividing. Okay, so then it says, now, eventually it says, so we did the work. This is the pasuk that we bring down. Half of them grasping the spears from the rising of dawn until the emergence of the stars. Now I didn't get a chance to look if this chetziam means that each person was halved. They're doing half the work holding it, because earlier it says that in one hand they held this and all. Now I'm not sure if later on it means that half the people were standing guard, which makes more sense. Okay, the chetziam and half the people are standing guard and half the people are getting back to work. Okay, so the key is that it says we did this from morning till night. Okay, so now Elam Rabzei Melcha v'anachnu osim bamlacha v'chetziam machzikim barmachim, half of them were holding the romach, the spear, me'alos ha'shacha atzeis ha'kochavim, from alos ad seis, and then the end of that pasuk is like this.
Well, the Gemara says it, no?
Yeah, I just wanted to find it here because it doesn't bring down the whole thing. Then it says, "Gam ba'isai amarti la'am ishun aro yalinu b'soch Yerushalayim." I said everyone should sleep over tonight. And there's gonna be a watch. We're gonna have a watch overnight. And during the day, we're gonna work. So I'm just gonna preempt what the Gemara is gonna say. So you see, it says we work during the day. And what did we just say? When did the day start? We worked from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. So you see, they call the time of work, which was Alos HaShachar, what's it called, the next pasuk? Yom. Must be. Alos HaShachar is the beginning of Yom.
Is that really a good source, though? I mean, they weren't saying this from a halachic standpoint. They're saying it like,
okay, so,
you know, so like, that, what would they have, how would they have said it differently if it was an hour earlier?
So, you know what? It's an important thing to point out, okay? But if something was made to be part of the canon, then it's something that we can be bedayik from. That's what's important for us to remember. That if it's
rules of learning.
Absolutely. Because the rules, so to speak, of Yud Gimel Shah Torah Degress Ban apply to Torah Nevi Mitzvim. So the rules of Diuk means that, you know, and if you think about it, it makes sort of sense. Like, if we're going to be Medayik from a Rashi, which, you know, or a Rashba or a Ritva, and the Brisker Rav has Diukim that go on, and the Reb Chaim has Diukim from the Rambam that go on for pages and pages and pages, we can make a Diuk from a Pasuk. You know, that's fair, so to speak. You know, if Reb Chaim's Torah and concept is that the Rambam was careful enough that a thousand years later, we can make midiyukim that are sometimes lahalacha based on what the Rambam said or he didn't say or what he put it next to or what he didn't put it next to, then certainly a pasuk in ksuvim has to be at least as miduyak. Okay. The chi tema mishal amar ashochar mai ba'omer. Why is it? It says. That's the end of the pasuk that I broke down. So it's coming to say like this.
Why wasn't the first pasuk good enough?
In other words, the first pasuk says we worked from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. What else are we adding by saying the night was a watch and the day was work. We just said that. You just said you worked from Alosha Shakar until night. So the Gemara is saying like this. Maybe you're saying this is really to answer your question of why can you be medayik from that also, okay? Maybe you're going to say that Alos HaShachar is not day, it just happens to umechi arvashim shalelia, and when the sun sets before it says Chavim, it's night. And they began their work as early as they could, and they finished it later, all the way up until Tzeis HaKochavim, but not that it's necessarily day and night. It comes to tell you, no, that is Davka. We worked during the day. Day was Alos HaShachar. We rest. We watched at night, and that is Tzeis HaKochavim. So that's the raya from here. That now the truth is, it's such a great raya that why is Alos HaShachar only b'di'eved? Okay.
Someone said it. Maybe Artsko Rashi. It's just gzeira because we're not bucky. I think Rashi.
Oh, so Rashi says that here. On.
Yeah, I'm Rashi in the Mishnah.
But on Alos, he says it?
Rashi in the Mishnah. Kulin Shasu. But it's a Shakir Mamilah. How about the Visha in the club again? But it's a Shakir
Mamilah. Okay, so that's important. So we could dive in
technically
Shemon Esrei
at Alos.
Okay, so that's what happens. There are all these... in America, for instance, so Nates becomes much later. Like it's not till 7:15 sometimes. So they have all these things, you know, people that go to work and stuff, and they daven earlier. Yeah.
You're finishing davening before
Nates. Before Alos. On Mishiakir, you can, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have to put on your
Oh, so as long as you're wearing your talis tefillin past.
Yeah,
Nates.
Yeah, but you can do it, right. You do you'll do talis tefillin later on, like, you know, as the davening's, like, ending, you're, like, it's about time. Like, as you're saying, Elena, you start, people start make brachas on
talis tefillin.
Okay. I saw that once in Brooklyn when I was doing my residency.
Uh-huh.
So they went that way.
Okay. Kol hayom kosher l'kriyas Megillah. So this is the things that are kosher to do during the day. We're now going to say that they're all day. Kol yom kosher l'kriyas Megillah, kriyas halal, tkiyas shofar, tkiyas lulav, tkiyas musafin, ulam musafin, ulubidu yaparim. This is the par helam davar shel tibur, and the par kohen gadol if he makes a mistake and other people act on it. A psak, ulubidu meiser. That's arami oved avi when you bring. Is that that? What?
Let's be clear.
Yeah. So one second. Vidun Maser, I'm sorry, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Okay? Right? Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. And then, Vidun Yom HaKippurim, that is the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. L'smicha, Shchita, Tnufa, Agaf Shachmitza, Aktara, Malika. Kabbalah Hazaya Lashkaya Sasota. Okay, so the first ones are all connected to Karbanos. Tenufa, waving, Hagasha, bring it to the Mizbeach. Kmitza is the middle three fingers where picks up, and that's the Mincha from the Soles. Belula Vashomen. Haktara, Malika. Malika is Shchita on a bird, a Tziparim. The back with Cohen's long nail. Kabbalah is catching the dam. All of these things have to be done during the day. Hazaya is spritzing onto the Mizbeach. Hashkaya sota has to be during the day. Giving a sota to drink. Arifas egla agla rufa. If someone dies in between two cities and we don't know where they're from, egla rufa. Taharas mitzora. This is the Ezov Ushni Tolaas. this Agudas Ezov, which we put together, and then you spritz Zostias Torah Samitzora, the Yom Tara Sova, the Coin, the Yatsa Kanam Kotzanakana, the Tina Coin, Eight Eresh Nitolas Ezov, you spritz it onto the Mitzora. Call a Lila. Okay, so all those things have to be done during the day. Call a Lila. Kosher Litzira Sa'omer Hepter Chod Vevoim. Kitzira Sa'omer, which is cutting down the Omer in order to bring it for the Karban. And this is also the source for us counting Omer at night. Hepter Chalavim Vevoim. This is from the first Mishnah in Mishnayos, right? Hepter Chalavim Vevoim. Cutting down the Omer. You have to cut the new wheat on the 16th of Nisan. And until you do that, Chadash is Asr.
Until you're
Makrev. Until you're Makrev the Karban, okay. Then Chadash is Asr. Hekta Chalavim Vevoim. Now, Hekta Chalavim Vevoim, it's important to remember, is actually different because Hekta Chalavim Vevoim can be done all day, the day before. If you didn't finish the Hekta Chalavim Vevoim, which is the Chalavim, the fats and limbs that you were supposed to be Makrev, then you can still do it the next night. And obviously the Gemara is going to explain what the Zehakal is coming to include. Okay? So now we do the Gemara Minolan. The first one is Megillah. The Yom Akrav, the Yom Melon is Karman Asim. For those of you that are holding this Pasuk and it's Karman Asim, getting a lot of mileage. Okay? So we learned a lot of things from this Karim Ben Asim. And what is it? Hayamim Ha'ele. This is Karim Ben Asim. Sorry. Okay. So Dafka, the Nizkarim Ben Asim has to be during the day. Halel. The Kriyas Halel. The Chsiv Mi Mizrach Shemesh.
The whole day. That's
Yamim, during the day.
The entire day.
Dafka during the day. You have all day, but it has to be.
The beers more discussed that has to be in the day.
Okay.
Now the issue is that you have the entire day in your yom, even though normally it's reasons.
That's what it is. Any time of the day.
I mean, that's the whole discussion.
Where?
His entire Mishnah in Gemara is dealing with. How do we know that you have an entire day to do it?
And not just the beginning of the day?
Right. And of course, the exclusion of the night. But
so
in Megillah, we already had it.
So let's see the first. Let's see the first Rashi of the Mishnah. The Avagav the Karmelan Zrizin Maktivin Lemitzos the Chsev Vayashkim Avram Bayavoker Afiluachi Kasher Kol Hayom. The whole day is still kosher. Okay. Thank you, Tzvi. So the Gemara says Minolan. Hayam Elan is Karman Asim in these days. So clearly days. The Kriyas Halal, Ziv Mi Mizrach Shemeshad Mivoal. From that one is more Mediyak, right? From the time the sun rises until it sets. A whole day, Mihulal Shem Hashem. Ze Hayom Asa Hashem. Nagilov and Ispachalal, this is the day, the whole day. The pasuk says Divar Yom Biyomo. That's talking about all these karbanos. Musafim, the Chsiv Divar Yom Biyomo. Tfilas Musafin is Kamusafin Shavuot Rabbanon. We're only davening in order to commemorate the Musaf. So obviously, if Musaf is all day, then the davening of Musaf is all day. Vidui Parim. That's the par Helm Davishal Tibur and the par Kohen Gadol if the Kohen Gadol made a psak mistake. Where do we know that? From the Yalif Kapara Kapara Miyama Kippurim. What does it say? The Tanya Gabi Yom Kippurim V'chiper Ba'ado V'arbe Yiso V'kapara Dvarim HaKosim Medaber. And this kapara that it talks about is the kapara of the vidui, because later on, because he hasn't brought the par yet, if he hasn't brought it yet, then clearly it can't be the kapara of the carbon, because he didn't bring the carbon yet. So the kapara that we're talking about here is that the kapara that happens by words. That's because he said vidui already. So you see, d'chsiv b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. That's the whole day. Vidui maser. D'chsiv. V'amad l'shem Hashem l'kecha b'yati ha'kodesh min habayis. This is, we do this after Shemitah, right? Bi'ur. So,
fourth year and the seventh Rashi. Fourth year.
But okay, we know of beer. I mean, do we do beer now? Right. So I'm saying we know it from Perish Fias, which means by the next year afterwards, you have to be mevar. But beer then was only kachim, which we don't have today, I think. Right? Yeah, but we don't have Meiser. I'm saying that's why I was giving an example of Shemitah, because we don't usually have beer. But the beer back then was on Kachim, which we don't have in our homes, right?
Kachim, it's referring to Meiser.
Which we don't have anymore. Okay. Okay. B'yad Yaakov Shemun Abayis, Samech Lei, Hayom Azeh Hashem Lekecha Metzavecha. This day, so the Smicha. The smicha of Hayom Hazeh to be Arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis is that the biur has to be done during the day. Can be done during the day. The smicha of Shechita. Dechsev is Samach v'Shachat. So Samach, smicha is like Shechita. And Shechita, Ksev Bab Shechita b'yom Zivchachem. That Shechita is during the day. Tnufa. Dechsev b'yom Hanifchem as Homer. On the day of Hanafa. Ula Hagasha. Hagasha is bringing the mincha to the mizbeach. The iskas to tnufa. It's like tnufa, and tnufa we just said is bayom hanifchem as haomer. Kichsev lakach hakohen miyara isha es minchas haknaos behenif vehekriv. So you see, the hanafa is like the hakrava. The hakrava is the hagasha. Hanafa equals hagasha. Hanafa is bayom, Hagasha is bayom. Malika, Kemitza, Aktara, and Azaya. Or all, Dechsiv, Bayom, Tzavosoas, Bnei Yisrael, to bring the Karbanos. So this is a general Hakravas Karban. It all includes all of these things. And then it sort of finishes up and says, Bayom, Tzavosoas, Bnei Yisrael. So the day, we learn from there that all of these things are during the day. Hashgaya sota, to give the sota to drink. Asya Torah Torah. Ksiva chava asalo kohen et Torah tzka Torah zos. It says that the kohen has to do all of this, all of these rules. Has to erase, has to, all the things that he has to do. Uksiv hasam al piya Torah shayarucha v'al amishpat. And Mishpat is during the day. So now we go. Mishpat during the day. Torah during the day. Torah. Back to Torah's Hakana'os, the Torah of the Sota. Day, day, day. From Mishpat to Torah. Torah to Torah's Hakana'os. Day. We're all during the day. Ma Mishpat Bayom, Afkan Bayom. You don't like it? Zillion? I'm going with Dr. German. No. I think he's, I was about to say, I think he said it, is that on each one of these things there's a Kabbalah, right? You know, which is a really hakdama that I said a few times already, that it's not that these things are pulled out of a hat. In other words, the way we're reading them, they look like they're pulled out of a hat. But if each one of these was b'kabbalah, Torah Mishum Sinai, Halach L'Moshe Mishinai, that this is available for a... These are all either Hakeshim or Smichos, but... I think they're all Yud Gimel Rosh Hashanah Torah Nedreshet Lahen. All of them are Yud Gimel. So that, but even if you're doing, that's the key that I keep reminding, that even if you know the rules, you still need the Chumer Gelem, the raw material. Thank you. The raw material is the word. You have to have a Kabbalah on that word that it's extra. Then you can apply the rule. And that's why we had already a few times that Tanaim said, oh, he can't learn from there. Why can't he learn from there? It's a legitimate thing. Because he didn't have that Kabbalah on that word. Okay? Arifas Egla. Amre Dvei Rabbanai. Kaparo Ksiba Bekachim. Kaparo Ksiba Kikachim. So, just like Kachim, how we already said all parts of Kachim, the Avodah has to be during the day, so too, Arifa Zegla, which is similar to Kachim, it has these elements of Kachim, has to be during the day. Taharas Mitzora, Tichsiv Zostia Taharas Mitzora Biyom Taharaso. Biyom Taharaso. Kol Laila Kashuk Sirs Omer. Domermar. Ksiro Sfira Balaila, the Avoa Bayom. So I alluded to that before. This Sfira that we're talking about is Sfira Sa'omer. And it should be done at night. The Ksira is done at night. The Sfira is also done at night. And the Hava, which Svi mentioned before, is what allows the carbon, which allows then the Chadash to be eaten, is done during the day. So this is on the end of the Mishnah that says what is done at night. Tzira Sa'omer is at night. Hekta Chalav Veivorim, Dechsiv Kol Alayla Ad HaBoker, all night until the morning. Zeaklal. So I mentioned before, we're going to have to, whenever it says Zeaklal, it has to be including something extra. Because I don't need, this is the rule, when I just said the rule. So Zeaklal, what's it coming to include? What's it coming to include? Lasud asuye sidur bazichin v'silok bazichin. Uchur Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Yom Arsilka Sishon Shachris Sidur Zachadosh Arvis Imekach Tum. Okay, so this was an interesting thing that you might know or not know. It's not something that gets a lot of what? Yeah, a lot of exposure, so you might not know about it. So basically, there was a avoda that was done with the lechem aponim. So lechem aponim, in addition to a special nace that they had, they were put on one Shabbos, and then they came off the next Shabbos, and then they were eaten. And then, so lechem aponim, a few nisim, I think, that every kohen got just a little bit, and he was very full from it, but also... It's never fun to eat day-old bread, especially in this country. But here they were eating week-old bread. And even so, it stayed fresh the next week. So the process of taking it off the shulchan and putting it on the shulchan was a very special one. And there's a machlokas of how it was done. You might remember the more popular shita, which is that you were never allowed to have an opening on the left, on the shulchan. And this is the second manda amar of okay, I don't remember. Yeah, the chachamim, thank you. The rabbanon, so they say like this. Here's your lechem aponim on your shulchan. Okay? Make believe my hand is the shulchan for the moment. So this is how it was done. Can you take this? Okay? This is how it was done. Okay? So there was never a moment where the shulchan was empty. Because you literally pushed off the old berekas for the new hot ones, which everyone wants. Okay, that was a reference to if you're lucky enough to been there in the bakery as they're bringing out the new thing. So they literally do this because, you know, and then they move it on. Okay, so the concept is here so that the shulchan is never empty. So, which is a pasuk, lifnei Hashem tamid. And that pasuk is that it literally always has to be lifnei Hashem, and therefore there's no lapse in taking off one because you're literally pushing it off one with the other. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that, and Rabbi Yossi says as long as you did it by yom and overnight, the shulchan was not exposed, you're fine. Ein b'kach klum, that's good, no problem with that. So let's see it now. Sidur bazichin, the siluk bazichin. These spoons were also these spoons that had next to the lechem aponim. They had the levona in it, and that was part of the avoda that was done on the shulchan. So you have to use levona is frankincense. It's a mixture. Spice. What?
Some kind of spice.
A spice. Okay. So it was two things. Every week you would switch the lechem aponim, and then you would bring Lavona. Okay? So the bazich is this spoon that held the Lavona. So you took off one and put on the other, and you took off one lechem and put on the other.
With that spoon?
No. I think you brought new spoons. I think. Okay? So Rabbi Yossi says like this. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Silukas Rishon HaShachris. If you took off the old ones in the morning, Shabbos morning, the Seder Tzachadosha Ardis, and then sometime before night, you put on the new ones, Ein Bekach Klum, there's no problem with that. Umani Mekayim Lefnei Hashem Tamid. How am I fulfilling always there? Shaloyei Shulchan B'lalechem. That overnight, there's no problem. You haven't left the Shulchan. Okay, so that's the Chachamim. I don't know what Rav Yossi is. I don't know Rabbi Yossi's sheet.
It doesn't say Yom there, it says Tamid.
Right. No, but it says...
Is it possible that when it comes to the bread is what has to be Tamid? But the bezichin is not...
Yeah, but that's not Rabbi Yossi's saying. Rabbi Yossi's saying you can take it off as long as you put it on that night. So...
The bezichin.
So this is the klal that we're coming... to include. In other words, we're actually saying that our mission is posketing like Rabbi Yossi, that this is something that works all day. Like what? Like this, that you can do it all day and you don't have to do it immediately. And it's still considered tamid because it wasn't overnight. Okay. But I don't think it says that here. Right.
And you turn it later in the day.
So look at Rashi. Ucher Biosi, Dom Masekhus Minachos, Afila Silkus, Shona Shakar, Sidia Tachadosha Arvis, Abzu Haisa Tamid, Umahu Tamid, Shelo Yalin Shulchan Below Lechem, at not overnight. Avalor Abonon, Tifacho Shelze, Misader Betsad Tifacho Shel Masalik. But the Chachamim disagree and say, no, you don't have all day to get it on there. You have to do it in that way that I showed you before. That as soon as one comes off, a tefach, the other one's on a tefach. Okay? Darash Mutzosa B'layla Koshikol Alayla. L'asuyeme, what that's coming to include, obviously. La'asui achilas psachim udilo kerab lozab ben azarya. De tanya of achilas abasa belayla zeh amr abalazab ben azarya and amr kam belayla zeh and amr la'alan ba'avati v'tayim belayla zeh ma la'alan ad chatzos afkan ad chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says achilas psachim is only into chatzos, which is I think why we do the afikoman only into chatzos. But we're saying here that the Mishnah is saying not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that even psachim are ksherim kol laila, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah paskins that psachim only works till chatzos. And why does he do that? He says that from a pasuk. He says Bavati Bevatayim Be'eretz Alayla Zeh, that is by Makas Becholos, and Avarti, I will pass, and that's only, when is Hashem passing? Until Chatzos. It's really at Chatzos, but it's certainly not after Chatzos. At Chatzos. So too, Balayla Hazeh, Bavarti Be'eretzayim Balayla Zeh, when is that? When was Makas Becholos? At Chatzos. So too, if you have to eat balayla hazeh, when is that? Only until chatzos. Our mission is coming to say not like that, and you have even all night. Malala not chatzos, afkan not chatzos. But we're coming to argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and say no. These things that are kosher called balayla are kosher called alayla, even psachim. Hadron Allah Akoril Mafreya. Tomorrow night. Absolutely. Oh no, don't do that. Come on. What time is the schmooze? What time is the schmooze? So that's beautiful. You go from 8:30 to 9. I'll even wait till 9:03 tomorrow night. No, we gotta keep up the momentum. This is
when the kashrus
here. Tomorrow night is a key night. What time is the shmooz over? He goes forever, I heard, and then people stand around and shmooze with him. Oh no. Did I do something here?
Can you hear this? It's low.
Okay.